From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. It's still not known whether former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens has survived a plane crash in a remote part of southern Alaska. Last night, a privately owned turboprop carrying nine people went down near Dillingham, Alaska. Rescuers have been on the scene, but as NPR's Martin Costi reports, the details are still sketchy.
A spokesman for the National Transportation Safety Board says the crash apparently killed five of the nine people on board, but he didn't have names. Besides Stevens, it's also been confirmed that former NASA chief Sean O'Keefe was on the plane. He's now CEO of the American Division of the European Defense Contractor, EADS. Alaska's Bristol Bay region is a popular destination for sports fishermen, and the private resorts there frequently host politicians and business executives from the lower 48. The plane that crashed was apparently heading to a lodge owned by GCI Communications, an Alaska telecom company. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Civilian deaths in Afghanistan's conflict have spiked this year. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that a United Nations assessment blames insurgents for the majority of the casualties.
The roadside bombs that Taliban and other insurgents used to attack NATO convoys caused the most dramatic increase in civilian deaths. The bombs often miss their intended target, usually an armored American vehicle, and instead kill unprotected Afghan bystanders. The UN report said 1,271 civilians died in just the first half of this year, three-quarters of them killed by anti-government forces. Civilian casualties caused by American airstrikes have long been a source of anger here, and military commanders began to severely restrict their use last year. NATO strategy now stresses protecting and living among the Afghan population. Still, some critics blame the presence of foreign troops for drawing the Taliban bombs that killed so many civilians this year. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
A massive bill to boost agents and unmanned surveillance drones at the U.S.-Mexico border makes it through the House. Lawmakers cut short their recess for an emergency session, passing the $600 million legislation a short time ago after brief debate. Democrats and Republicans agree on tighter border security, but are divided over a comprehensive approach to addressing illegal immigration. President Obama is appealing to teachers to help him push through legislation that he says will help keep hundreds of thousands of educators and other public workers from being laid off. He pressed the U.S. House to pass a $26 billion jobs bill as he hosted educators at a Rose Garden ceremony this morning. Last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down nearly 90 points at 10,609. NASDAQ down 33 at 2,272. You're listening to NPR News. Productivity in the U.S. falls for the first time in more than a year, down 0.9% in the second quarter. We have more from NPR's Carolyn Beeler.
The rate of productivity increased strongly in 2009 as companies slashed their workforces to save money. But this spring, that trend reversed itself when companies couldn't get more output out of existing workers. Nariman Baravesh is chief economist for IHS Global Insight.
Companies are realizing that to be able to meet a new demand for their product, they're going to have to hire new workers.
Baravesh says overall, these numbers are good news in terms of jobs. Companies are likely to start hiring more in the coming months if they want to increase output. Carolyn Beeler, NPR News, Washington.
Preliminary results show Rwandan President Paul Kagame is set to be reelected for another 7 years in office. With more than a third of all polling station results counted, Rwanda's National Election Commission found Kagame drew 93% of the vote. Zach Badorf has details from Kigali.
With more than 1.5 million votes counted, results point to a landslide victory for incumbent Paul Kagame in the presidential vote. The African Union's team of 20 election observers found no irregularities during the elections. During a speech a few hours ago at a celebration party in a Kigali stadium, Kagame told tens of thousands of supporters that his victory is a victory for all Rwandans. More than 5 million people, half the country's population, were eligible to vote in Monday's poll. Zach Badorf, NPR News, Kigali.
BP announced today that drilling on a relief well in the Gulf of Mexico has been suspended because of bad weather. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.